Did you know that within a decade, women will hold $30 trillion in investable assets? Yet somehow, only 19% of women reported feeling confident in selecting investments that align with their long-term goals. Our friends at InvestHER are out to change that. InvestHERCon is the number one premier conference for women in real estate, and it's happening June 2nd through the 4th in Austin, Texas. InvestHERCon is not just another real estate conference. It's a transformational experience focused on real estate investing, business strategies, and self-care tactics, all designed to help women take control of their financial futures. Gain the knowledge and skills you need to grow your portfolio and build a sustainable business, all while connecting with over 500 women who are playing at the same level. To learn more and to get your tickets, visit InvestHERCon.com today and use the code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket. That's InvestHER, H-E-R, con.com, promo code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket.
Quick disclaimer, the views and opinions expressed in this podcast are provided for informational purposes only and should not be construed as an offer to buy or sell any securities or to make or consider any investment or course of action. For more information, go to bestevershow.com.
I realize how important the building a whole system is important, because semiconductor company has so much process to building a hard drive. And there is 100, maybe more than steps. And each step is nano scales and very precisely controlled under production.
Welcome to the Best Ever Show, the world's longest running daily commercial real estate podcast. Our hosts interview commercial real estate experts every day to get you the best advice ever with none of the fluffy stuff.
Hello, Best Ever listeners. Welcome to the Best Real Estate Investing Advice Ever Show. I'm Ash Patel, and I'm with today's guest, Xiaofeng Harman. Xiaofeng is joining us from Oakland Bay, California. She is the co-founder of Liberta Homes, which focuses on value-add multifamily. Xiaofeng is a GP on 150 units. Xiaofeng, thank you very much for joining us, and how are you today?
I'm good. Hi, Ash.
We're glad to have you. I'm glad you're well. Before we get started, can you give the Best Ever listeners a little bit more about your background and what you're focused on now?
Yes, love to. Hello, everyone. My name is Xiaofeng Harman. I'm a mom of two boys, and I have been invested in real estate since 2013. And my husband and I work on the co-founded Liberta Homes, and we work on the small multifamily portfolio first. And we also do the ground up construction. And since 2020, we focus on multifamily properties. We are general partners for 150 units. And by myself, I have engineer background. So I have PhD degree, work in semiconductor company for 8 years before I work full time on real estate.
All right. A lot of questions. The first one, you gave up engineering job to pursue real estate. And I'm assuming you were very passionate about engineering because you got your PhD.
Yes. So I got a PhD, a very appreciated work in the semiconductor company as well, is hard drive company. It's just the career change because of the family reasons. I have young kids and my husband's working schedule is different. So I kind of work part-time at the beginning as real estate and work on our new construction project while I take care of the kids.
And your husband works in real estate full-time as well?
No, he has a full-time W-2 jobs all the time when we do all this investment.
Okay, interesting. How did you get started in real estate?
So Doug and I are always very passionate about real estate investment. So we started in 2013 and we joined David Lindell's bootcamp. At that time, we learned multifamily investment is kind of open our mind. And at the time, we started with market, which very close what we familiar with, which is my husband's hometown in upstate New York. So we searched the market. So we find small multifamily portfolio and we acquire 17 units at the time to start with our journey.
Interesting. What made you want to get into real estate? You both had careers. Did you just want more financial freedom?
Yes. So financial freedom is kind of new to me because I grown up in the family just very engineer oriented. My dad is a physics teacher, lecturer, and my mom is mechanic staff. Both of them is working in the university. And then I never have any idea about investment, financial freedom, or any of the idea of outside of W-2 job at the time. And at the time in 2013, my husband and I is more focused on to see what we can invest in outside of the W-2. And I started with buying my own house. That is the first investment I have. And that's pretty much open, bring my capability to link to my first investment of 13 unit. So it's just a small step, I would say, if I share with others. Suddenly one day I realized how important the real estate investment is. I feel like it is small step. If I try, the first step I have is to buy my first primary home. And I learned this is market. And I learned I pay the down payment, I got mortgage. And then because of the appreciation, I have extra equity I can invest to other small properties. So that's linked to another project and then rolling over to the bigger one.
The 13 unit, did you purchase that yourself or did you have partners?
It is ourselves. So it's a commercial loan. Actually, it's an 8 property duplex.
Duplexes?
Duplexes. And at that time, we feel like, how can we able to close? It is 17 units. Sorry for that.
That's so okay.
How can I close 17 units? We always buy single family house and never have that kind of idea we can close that. But we finally be able to figure we can get extra loan and we put on the down payment and we get it done.
What was the purchase price?
At that time is pretty good. For all of 8 properties, total is around 500,000.
Are these in California?
No, it's upstate New York.
Oh, got it. Okay.
It's where Doug is grown up. So it's really nice when we visit his parents, family in the town so we can visit our rental houses.
Perfect. And are these all next to each other?
They are not very close to each other, but in the similar market.
Got it. Were they ready to go? Were there tenants in them? Did they need improvements?
Yeah, they are pretty old property at the time. And what our strategy is to make it nice, or it's not upgrade to premium, but it's give the good condition and that the tenant stay longer. And this property we hold until now is about 8 years. And right now is kind of a top market. So we're selling part of it right now.
Got it. How much money did you put into renovations?
For that one, we have about 50,000 initially.
And what are you selling them for now?
Right now, actually, we listing per houses about close to 100K. So 8 of them actually is about 850.
And what year did you buy these? 2013?
I think we are buying at beginning of 2015.
Oh, 2015. Okay. Got it.
It's about seven and a half holding years.
And they're all fully rented?
Yes. Renovation is just regular.
Got it. How much did you put down for this $500,000 portfolio?
For the down payment, it's about 20%.
Okay. So about $100,000.
Yeah, about $100,000. Yes.
All right, good. And you walk away with about $350,000 in 7 years.
Yeah, it is really good investment and especially give us a cash flow when we're holding it.
There's that. Yeah. How did you become a GP on 150 units?
That is really long journey. So because we always like mention for this small portfolio, Doug and I do it 100% ourselves. We get down payment, we get commercial loans. And after that, our journey actually go to a little new construction in the Bay Area. So we build 3 single family high-end houses here. And then we kind of focus on multifamily, start early 2020, almost 3 years ago. And then we start to learn, to educate ourselves. We spend pretty much the whole year to join the mentorship, to learn all the underwriting, how we get a deal, and every single things. We feel like just a kind of engineer mindset, we need to know everything before we dive in. And then after almost a year, we find actually we're missing an important part for the multifamily area, which is networking and building the team. So after a year, we spend a lot of time networking to kind of step out of my comfortable zone to let people know what I can offer, what I'm learning, and what I'm looking for. And that is really important then to start to get leading to our first deal.
We'll get back to the show. But first, some sponsors I'm confident you'll find value in learning more about. Everyone is looking for a recession-resilient investment. How can you try to prevent from losing money by picking the wrong fund and sponsor? Right now, you can get Reliant Real Estate Management's free guide, 10 Things to Consider in a Real Estate Investment Fund, by visiting besteverreliant.com. Answer questions like, is the organization's focus on you? And does the fund keep employees? Reliant Real Estate Management is ranked one of the top 20 largest self-storage operators in the country with $1 billion in self-storage assets. After completing 3 funds and selling 38 properties with $0 of investor principal loss, they have an average project level IRR of 33% in just over 3.5 years. Visit besteverreliant.com right now to receive the 10 things to consider in a real estate investment fund and get access to the latest investment opportunities. That's besteverreliant.com, BESTEVERRELIANT.com.
You built 3 high-end houses that came first?
Yeah, so before we moved to the multifamily, we built totally 3 high-end single-family house. And that journey started from building our own house. So this house we built is our home house. It's built in 2016. And after we built our own dream house, we connect with locals and we find, oh, we can do that. So we quickly build one more and then another one.
Interesting. So back to the 150 units, what is your role in that deal?
So my role is to analyze the market analyze, to focus on what we are looking at and the underwriting, and also build the business plan, the 5 years performa. And also I raise capital as well. And after we close, we do the asset management.
And what percentage of the capital did you raise?
For the first deal, we raised total $1.5 million. And I raised about $200,000 for the first one.
Okay.
So it's a little 15%, I think, for the first one.
And you partnered with an experienced syndicator.
Yes, the first one is the long journey. We find our partners, but it takes a long time to find our partner, but very luckily we find a good partner together. And all the GP raise fund. So that is how we complete the first deal. Yes.
Going forward, are you going to continue to work with this syndicator and raise money?
Yeah, some of them actually is also our partner for the second deal, the 96 unit as well. And we do bring the new partners as well. So I believe in the future, when we have a new syndication deals, we're definitely open to work with existing partners and also open to the new partners as well.
Do you reach back out to your former colleagues at the university teaching level and get them as investors?
We do. I have my previous coworker friends also invest us. And it is so interesting because at the beginning, I was hesitated to say anything because for me, it is different. Engineer job is more focused on the research engineer, focused on my development. And it's not my habit to let everybody know what I'm doing, but I step out of my comfort zone to use LinkedIn and Facebook. And what I realize is it's good to share somebody what you're doing and what you learn. And even sometimes you may not get a response, but they see that. And then they learn the lesson, they got a seed. And then when they need it, they come back to you. I usually not very aggressively to reach out my friends. I want to educate them to what I'm doing. And then when they need, they will definitely say, oh, I remember Xiaofeng talking about that. I will come to talk to her.
Is there a challenge in getting university people to invest in real estate? Because you're coming from an environment where a lot of people just know they're tenured, they work, they have a pension, then they retire. Is it a different mindset or was it easy to get them on board?
I think it's similar to other industry or corporate employee as okay. well, because they are not very familiar with, for example, real estate investment. They're not familiar with syndication. And one common question actually I got, especially recently, is they feel like residential single family investment is similar to apartment. Actually, they are pretty different because, for example, if the economy have a little downturn, the homeowner, actually, the interest rate going up is hard to get the loan, or is the selling price is going down more dramatically. But apartment investment were targeted to tenant, and actually they are more stable when they are not going to buy their own house. So that's kind of one example, is at give them the basic information, what it is talking about is better to attract them to investors. And yes, it is take a time for them.
Yes. Here's a question for you. Your whole company, is everything being done under Liberta Homes?
We usually use a different LLC to holding the property, but the Liberta Homes is our main.
Is your brand.
Yes, it's right? our brand. Yes.
All right. Have you seen those people that brand themselves as investor MD or white coat something, or there's a nurse that brands herself, there's a paramedic that's branding himself? Why not brand yourself as professor turns investor, or the investor professor, or something like that? Mm-hmm. Capitalize on your education background. What do you think? I'm just thinking out loud.
No, you get it, because when I talk to my friends or in my investors, actually I always mention I have an engineer background, because I kind of more focus on the numbers. That's what I strength for. I do the underwriting. I make sure the business plan and a podcast and the risk management is also important and very detailed data analyze that part. So I always want to share that part with my investors. And another thing I always share with investors or other partners is the 8 years I work in the semiconductor company, I realize how important the building a whole system is important, because semiconductor company has so much process to building a hard drive. And there is 100, maybe more than steps, and each step is nano scales and very precisely controlled under production. So I feel like a lot of times in the real estate investment, we can also have building a solid, very systematic system and guide us to make a very important achievement. So I do, back to your question, I do. I want to make sure everybody know I have engineer background and also combine my engineer to the investment.
And I said teaching professor, but it's engineer. Sorry about that. yeah, I get that. Awesome. Xiaofeng, are you ready for the best ever lightning round?
Yes.
All right. What's the best ever book you recently read?
The best ever book I read is Atomic Habit by the James Clear. The reason I like it, I want to share with them is, as I mentioned, the book has a lot of good points. And one of the points is talking about the system or the process compared to the goal. Like a lot of us focus on the goal. I want to have 100 units. I want to have 200 units by the end of the year. Instead of should focus on the process, the way how we grown to get that. And especially he mentioned, if you fall in love with the process rather than the final product, you don't need to wait to be happy. You can be satisfied anytime your system is running. And because back to when we work on the first deal or maybe second deal, when we getting close, there is a lot of night we cannot sleep, we're worried. But I think if we understand we have a solid system, like the team member and then the conservative underwriting, we can able to sleep well. That's what we want to share.
Xiaofeng, what is the best ever way you like to give back?
As a woman, and especially with two young children, I want to devote more time to help other women, investors. And I have a small groups and of women to focus on multifamily. And I want to share more my journey and my experience. And I want to help anybody I can.
Xiaofeng, how can the best ever listeners reach out to you?
I'm very active in the LinkedIn and the Facebook. So just search my name, Xiaofeng Harmon. It's spelled as X-I-A-O-F-E-N-G. Harmon is H-A-R-M-A-N. And send me text and let's connect it. And also can find me through my website is www.libertahomes.com. It's L-I-B-E-R-T-A-H-O-M-E-S.com.
Awesome. Xiaofeng, I got to thank you for your time today, giving us your background, how you got started in real estate, and how you balance having two kids and your investments as well. So thank you again for your time.
Thank you so much, Ash.
Best ever listeners, thank you so much for joining us. If you enjoyed this episode, please leave us a 5-star review. Share this podcast with someone you think can benefit from it. Also, follow, subscribe, and have a best ever day.